Filmmaker Nanni Moretti directed, produced, co-wrote, and starred in La Stanza del Figlio, or The Son's Room. The picture won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival and will be the Italian nominee at the Academy Awards. The English title, The Son's Room, is remarkably close to that of another film that's likely to be an Oscar nominee, In the Bedroom. Critic Bob Mondello says what's also remarkable is that the films cover much the same ground, both in their plots and in their emotions.
Giovanni is an Italian psychiatrist with a thriving practice and a happy home life. As played by Nanni Moretti, he has a soothing manner, even when he's imagining the faintly sarcastic things he'd like to say to his patients. At home, he's cheerful and relaxed enough that he can joke at the dinner table that he's talking entirely to himself, knowing everyone's listening, even as they're having other conversations. A little cloud appears on the horizon when Giovanni's 17-year-old son, Andrea, is accused of swiping a fossil from a school science display. Andrea denies it initially, but later tells his mom that he did take the fossil as a prank and wanted to tell his father, but when they went running together, his dad seemed so happy he just couldn't bring himself to. So it gets left unsaid for one more afternoon, long enough for a fatal accident to ensure that it'll remain unsaid forever. Giovanni and his family must suddenly cope with a tragedy of a sort that dwarfs anything he's dealing with in his psychiatric practice, the loss of a son, a disaster that tears at the fabric of his marriage and of his professional life, and looks likely to shred both until he and his wife make a discovery, something else they didn't know about their son, and it starts them on a road back from despair. Based on his earlier work, most of which takes a light approach to neurotics and neuroses, Nanni Moretti has mostly been described as an Italian Woody Allen. He hates that description, apparently, and The Son's Room marks a deliberate change of pace for him, much as Interiors did for Allen. Still, there's a remarkable amount of humor in the film, especially when Giovanni's patients are lying on his office couch rambling on about their problems, and that helps make The Son's Room a surprisingly upbeat and oddly realistic movie about overcoming grief. Moretti has a sort of perfect pitch for the details of everyday life, everything from household articles that define character to the almost imperceptible gestures of affection that parents and teenage children offer each other. Also to music, both as a sonic backdrop and as a plot device, as when Giovanni goes to a record store his son frequented and asks the owner to suggest a CD, something he could buy as a posthumous present for a son whose musical taste was international, something he can imagine them sitting in the son's room listening to together.
Here we are, stuck by this river, you and I, underneath the sky that's ever falling down, down, down.
Giovanni doesn't understand Brian Eno's English lyrics, but the mood is precise, as is nearly everything in this remarkable film. It's an understated, gentle, surprisingly hopeful drama about a topic that never morphs into melodrama the way it did in The Bedroom. Here, you can't even imagine a revenge plot. It wouldn't make sense in The Son's Room any more than it would in real life. I'm Bob Mondello.